Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. First and foremost, I love you all for tuning in. If it's your first time, welcome to the show. It's a lot different energy tonight than usually the shows are here on Max and Friends. But one, I've been under the weather, as you can probably hear it. And two, Big Ange died. And Big Ange and I had like a really cool, fun relationship. We would text each other, and I was looking forward to having dinner with her here this month. She was going to make me a big dinner here in Florida. We had her on the show literally last month, and we're going to play that tonight because y'all were talking. Everybody loved Big Ange, from Facebook to Twitter to Instagram. I was getting messages from so many people saying how much they love Big Ange. So I know a friend of mine, Steven, is hurting real bad too tonight, especially about Big Ange. And the wake was this weekend in Brooklyn, two wakes. It was like, you know, Ange didn't want anybody to be upset or cry. She wanted a disco theme, do your thing, kind of a wake. But yeah, there was, of course, some drama. Some people weren't let in, but I'm not here to give gossip on Ange's wake. I'm just here to tell you all about the good times that Ange and I had, and when she was here in Florida, super times, and going out to Rosie's and ordering those big pretzels, and Ange just like, what is this all about? Oh my God. I tell you, it is, it's so surreal. You know, I have this show, Max and Friends, and it's weird because I interview people and then we become friends. And then, you know, when people come to Miami or I'm in New York or in LA or wherever, we hang out and then we become better friends. And then we start texting and we have like, you know, a very groovy, fun relationship. And I think Wendy Williams said it best. She was like, her eyes just poured tears. We get involved with people's lives, and it's interesting because Big Ange, we hung out, I guess, only when she was really here in Florida, which was seldom. But every time we did, it was always so much fun. And we're going to talk a little bit about that later in the show, because I've also got to talk about my father, Mario Tucci. My birthday, y'all know, was last week on Valentine's Day. So I have to say thank you for tweeting me at Max Tucci. All your awesome messages and love. I'm so grateful for it. But my father, it's been 29 years now also that he's passed. And it's like surreal because, you know, I'm doing this Oscars DeMonaco book and we're going through pictures and I see all these pictures of such a vital man, of someone who enjoyed life, of someone who took life to the max and really like had a grand time living, much like Big Ange. And just boom, life was cut so short. So, you know, with people dying all around us every day, I mean, it's just part of life. My message to you tonight is always be grateful, always enjoy life, and just tell people you love them. I mean, that's really, I think, what we need, what we're here for, is to enjoy it. Ange had a great quote that says, I'm not here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. And I think that resonates with all of us. So we're all here for a good time. We're going to try to have one tonight at Max and Friends. I have an awesome song that I played for Ange last time she was on the show called Peace. And we're going to play that at the end of the show for Ange. We're also going to play the show that Ange was on. But right now there's a song I want to play for my father from Pavarotti. And it's titled Non ti scordare, Do Not Forget Me. Mario Tucci is someone that I will never forget, even though I only had 8 years with him in my life. That's when he passed. It was on my 8th birthday. But I'll never forget him. And pictures help spark the memory. And so for all of you thinking about those that you love tonight that have passed, or if you're thinking about Big Ange because you've seen me doing social media about it, every time you say their name, their spirit shall live. So never forget them. Non ti scordare di me. on Max and Friends. And when we're back, I'm going to talk a bit more about Big Ange. Stay tuned. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was the song Non ti scordare di me from Pavarotti for my father, Mario Tucci. Wow. 29 years of his absence in my life. But even though, and I say that it's just like a full circle moment, because even though I say it for Mario, I say it also for Big Ange, I say it for Jackie Collins, who I just read a really great tweet from. If you have a positive attitude, you can conquer anything. But really, even though people are gone, I believe we're energy, and we feel their energy constantly. You know, people are like, oh, I have a ringing in my ear, or there's something that reminds you, or a smell. It's just massive amounts of energy. We're made of that. And so I think when people die, their energy just surrounds us all over, because that's all we are, is massive amounts of vibrational energy. So I feel my father constantly. I feel Big Ange. The other night, I woke up the other day, actually, and I was literally, this voice is almost channeling her. So, yeah, Big Ange. There's some clips we have coming up from Mob Wives that are fun. They're just the spirit of Ange. But I remember we used to go out, and we had a friend of ours, and she wanted him back on the show with her, and he wasn't sure he wanted to do it. And so she'd be like, ah, shut up, you big crybaby, crybaby. And, you know, Ange was the kind of person where you always had fun with her. Literally always had fun with her. We were in Miami, and we were at the one of the hotels on Ocean. Was it Ocean? Somewhere. I don't remember. Everybody wanted pictures of the big Ange. And then the manager came over. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, that you had to take, oh, you know, you were disturbed. And she's like, that's okay, you just took care of my bill. You know, and it was like stuff like that that only big Ange could get away with. People loved her. They were drawn to her. And naturally, I was too. And you'll hear the show tonight that I had with her over a month ago. It was so hard for me to do that show because Ange and I, actually, that show was recorded, which, if you all know, I never record shows here on Max and Friends. But Ange had called me earlier that evening, and she said, please, I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay up so late tonight, and I really want to do your show. So I said, all right, we'll do a pre-record. And as I'm looking at my phone right now, reading back to our messages, it's 11:11 right now in New York, so make a wish. But and that's the weird part, looking at my phone here, and I have text messages from Big Ange. Literally the night before she was in the hospital, she was out. She was at home with friends, and she was feeling fine. And then the next day, she went into the hospital, and we all know what happened. And just the week before, she was on Dr. Oz. And the thing about Ange that I think was so, Angela, that was just so shocking was that, even though she was this fearless woman, death and this whole experience scared her and depressed her. She said so herself, not only here on my show, but also on Dr. Oz's show. So, you know, it's important to reach out to a friend who's going through something, because even though they have a smile on their face and they're always doing something that you think, oh, they're okay, they might be having pain. And so just reach out to them. You might change their day. Speaking of reaching out, you can reach out to me always on Twitter, at Max Tucci. But yeah, so Ange just, this is the text we shared when she was on the show a while ago, last month. And she said, hi, my baby, can you call me earlier and can we record the show? I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm very tired tonight. And so I said, honey, for you, you know, we could pre-record anything. So I called her and we pre-recorded the show. But that's why when you hear the show tonight and when you hear Big Ange on Max and Friends, it was so hard for me to do that show because I knew how sick she was. And, you know, I didn't want to share anyone's real business. And that's for her to tell you, not me. So it was one of my most difficult interviews because I didn't know how to steer the conversation. And it sounds like I'm so distant from her, which our conversations were never like that because they were always so much fun. So let's play some clips right now of Big Ange on Mob Wives. These two in particular, I just really loved. So hit it.
Can't wait to do this.
You're gonna love it.
I really need a change. I'm sick of looking old and decrepit.
Hello.
So I want to try a little Botox. A boop, 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 boop.
Do you have a seat right here?
This hurts.
Not at all. My whole
sure, because I never had it. God knows I need it.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. So what is it bothers you with specifically?
Everything.
Everything.
Everything bothers me.
Everything. Okay.
I need to look younger. I need to get the Botox all around my forehead.
The line is start to show a little bit.
I need to get some around the eye. Lift my neck.
Exactly.
I need to do a little something with these cheeks.
Plump it up and
give
you...
Oh, give me a little facelift.
A little facelift.
I want that. I want that.
You want that? Okay.
Matter of fact, give it to me everywhere.
Relax, relax.
I've had implants done 3 times, a tummy tuck, lipo, and my lips injected. But let me tell you something, I never had this Botox before with all these needles. It ain't no joke. But the knees here, there, it hurts you.
Little out here, plumping, plumping, plumping. Perfecto.
She's killing me. I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Okay, now we're going to do the eyes. Relax, relax. Little pinch. It's a walk in the park.
I'm sweating.
You okay?
Yes.
Ready?
I can't breathe. Botox is a nightmare. I like this. I look, I'm like, wow, amazing. Botox has definitely worked it. Love it. And I'm gonna have this gone too.
I don't think you need more, Angel.
You do that?
Sometimes we say less is more. It's subtle, it's not.
I want a lot.
Okay.
Give me your best shot, Doc. I love it and I want to keep going because I want to look like this all the time.
You like it?
So you come back in 2 weeks if you need more?
Okay. For sure.
That's one clip that I really, really love of Big Ange. I gotta say hi right now to those that are tuning in. Ford, how you doing? And Yuka, how you doing, Yuka? Who else is tuning in? I have some messages here. But tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know how Big Ange inspired you, entertained you, just had fun with you. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Also, tweet me at Max Tucci and hashtag Big Ange and put your pictures up there if you have any with her. Because we would love to share them from my sites, everything as well, and do just a continual tribute to Big Ange, Angela, Mama Angela. But so I have. Do we have time, Ronnie, to play that one more clip before we do the show? What do you think? You tell me, because I really want to get that song. All right. So I have to say hi to Cole and Katya as well. Thank you for tuning in. Let's play one more clip of Big Ange from Mob Wives. I'll be right back.
So you come back in 2 weeks if you need more?
Okay. For sure. I gotta get some new liquid for the bar. It's out of control. This drunken monkey has got me running ragged. The bar opens 8 in the morning.
Hello? What about Sunday?
Every day.
Sunday? They start hitting the Jesus juice that early?
I'm always having to pick up some, get some, go there. It's driving me crazy. I'm wiped out. You got good prices here. I have to do renovations so I can fit the people in there. There's too many of them. We're going to extend the bar, floors, everything new. Granite.
Oh, really nice.
So I'm hoping that all this renovation pays off.
It's going to pay off. Who doesn't like bigger and better? Bigger and better is usually better with a guy. Bigger and better is usually better with a home. Bigger and better is usually better with diamonds. So why not make our bar bigger and better?
What's going on with your boyfriend? Anything new?
It doesn't look good at all.
That's terrible. I love him.
Our relationship was extremely close, so to be, you know, slither down to this, it's so sad.
He's really sweet. I mean, they paint him as a certain way, but he's so not that. It's so sweet.
You gotta know. They always paint him.
Yeah, like they paint me mean, and I'm
okay. I was talking about your boyfriend. I know Ramona's boyfriend a very long time. I happen to love him. I need to get some new stuff.
Need like a VIP bottle.
Yeah, this looks nice. Reserve.
Look at this one, sassy white. What,
sassy
even if
wine?
You cupcake.
Oh, I had cupcake last
night. How was that?
So delicious.
Oh my God! Look at all these flavored rums.
Which one should I get? Which one? They asking me for one constantly. Yeah, I've been in the bar business 30 years. I get these people that come in and asking me for espresso martinis, lychee nut martinis. What the f*** is a b- job? I don't know these drinks. I'm old school.
Raspberry. Espresso. Wow.
Whipped cream.
That is nice. The toasted marshmallow?
I have it.
How is it?
Masculous. Love it.
Ready?
I'm gonna take this.
The audio.
Wait a minute. thing. Where's my wallet?
Did you take it? No, is that it?
Oh. Oh. And I want to get a scratch off. The one I'm going to win. $1 million.
The name, that's the best one.
Let's go. We're going to win it right now. Love scratch-offs.
Hands me a new bag.
Maybe one day I might get lucky.
Hold on.
The first number's my birthday. If I ever hit Lotto, I would definitely stop working as of that second. Oh,
all
my
right,
God.
Let's call it.
Not even a moment. Second. I didn't get
no.
All right, I'm a loser. I am pissed.
Is it return policy?
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If you're tuning in for the first time, thanks so much for tuning into Max and Friends. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on with your life, because I'm really interested in knowing. I know it sounds like I'm not, but I really am. Maybe it doesn't sound like I'm not. I don't know. I'm just in one of those moods tonight where every time I hear Angie's voice, I get so sad, because when she would call me, my phone would just brighten up, actually. And I would be like, hello. She's like, hey, baby, I love you. What's doing? And I was like, oh, when are you coming to Florida? We got to go to Houston's. And we would go to Houston's. Oh, gosh, it was so much fun. But, yeah, there's a lot of memories. And when you lose a friend, it sucks. I mean, there's no other way around it. So tonight here on Max and Friends, we're going to play the tribute show to my dear friend, Big Ange, Angela. I can hear her saying, I love you, my babies. Oh, man. When she was on Max and Friends a month ago, I got so many replies from people who really loved her. And so tonight we're going to do this for you, Big Ange. We're also going to be doing some political shows coming up in the near future. I know I promised you all that, so I got to give a plug to that. And also, we're going to get back into the swing of Max and Friends. I know that the shows have been kind of sporadic. They've always been here. We've done some replays, but I have been traveling. The book is coming along great, so I want to keep you all updated with that. Some wonderful charity events coming up this weekend for Unicorn Children's Foundation. Go to unicornchildrensfoundation.com for more information about their Angel Ball, which is this week. This Saturday, I have Mar-a-Lago events like all week long this week. And then we have the Cowboy Ball coming up that I'm co-chairing with the Arc of Palm Beach. That's coming up March 18th at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, the Cowboy Ball. It's going to be super fun. But I have a big photo shoot this week for the Cowboy Ball, so I'll be tweeting some pictures. So follow me at Max Tucci. Go to Instagram, the number 2, the Max Tucci. Follow me there. I'll keep you posted. I think we're going to get into this tribute show now to Big Ange and one of my favorite songs called Peace. And Ange was a total peacemaker, Angela. She was a total peacemaker. And, you know, she carried her Bible with her occasionally, more times, I think, than not. And she really taught people to love one another. And she had an infectious hug and a big, big personality that always was about love and peace and family. And so tonight on Max and Friends, I'm going to leave you with this special tribute to just a month ago when Big Ange was still here with us, talking about her life, cancer, her family on Max and Friends. To my friend, Big Ange, I love you, girl. This one's for you. See you on the other side. Welcome to Max and Friends, my friend, Big Ange. How you doing, Big Ange?
Well, hello, everybody. Thanks for having me.
I'm
new here, I know. I know people are saying they like it. I'm not too crazy about it.
So what prompted you to cut the hair?
I was just feeling kind of crappy after all the medicine and stuff. So I just thought it was time to start it over.
To start it all over. Now, how are you feeling? I mean, that's the most important part.
I'm doing good. Everything is good.
And right now you're in New York with your family, right?
I'm actually laying in bed with my grandchildren as we speak.
So,
Angelina and Salvatore.
The joys of your life.
Yes, they are.
So I want to go back, because now this is the final season of Mob Wives. People want the show to continue.
Don't make me depressed. That makes me so sad.
Well, why don't they do a spinoff with you?
I already had two.
I know, but another one.
I know. I want to do 100 more.
Because people naturally love you. I mean, they watch the show, I really think, because of you, Big Ange.
Thanks, Matt.
So
they tell me that, but I don't know about that.
Let's go back to when you first appeared on the show to now. How has the journey been for you?
It's been an experience, that's for sure. A lot of drama up and down.
And you're always the peacemaker.
I'm trying, but it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And now, do you still carry the Bible with you?
The what?
Do you still carry the Bible with you?
Yeah, no, I need to carry one, trust me. But I don't. That thing was too heavy.
So tell us
about... It weighed like 80 pounds.
Right? Well, yeah, that was like a... That was like a lineage, that Bible, right? So, tell us about the final season, and what can we expect from this final season of Mob Wives?
I think it's going to be a great season. There's a lot of drama. It doesn't end. You know, I don't. I just feel sad that it's going to be over. It became part of our lives, and everybody's really sad that it's over. What are we going to do? This is what it is. But I think it's going to be the best season yet.
The best season yet. Now, can you give us some of the scoop that's going to happen in the season? What can you talk about?
Actually, not allowed to talk about much. Because it didn't air yet. But I say that everybody has to stay tuned every Wednesday to watch it.
You just have to tune in every Wednesday to VH1 to watch Mob Wives. Now, Big Ange, tell me a little
bit.
Then
you got to call me at the end and tell we're going to do this again.
Oh, we're going to definitely have you back at the when they have the season finale, the show. And then we're going to
see.
The reunion. So before we get to the
reunion. Then we can say anything we want about it, whatever we want.
Then you could talk about it all. Then you could give us the real scoop, right?
Exactly.
Now, outside of Mob Wives, tell us a little bit about your life that people might not know about you.
Oh, I'm all about my family. I have 6 grandchildren. I have a son and a daughter and a wonderful daughter-in-law and a son-in-law. I'm always with my family. I have a very big family. They've been there for me through this whole journey of being sick. Right now, I'm just focusing on my health.
Yeah.
And staying with my family. So, that's all that's important.
That is all that's important. You know, when we first discovered that cancer was a part of your life, a lot of us were shocked. We went to Twitter. People really were supporting you. They were praying for you. Did you feel that energy coming in?
Please, it didn't stop. I was getting fan mail. I'm talking hundreds and hundreds. Mask, card. I kind of felt like I died. Like mask cards and praying cards and saints and it didn't stop. I was very grateful.
Yeah. Well, the fans love you. I mean, it's a natural. The last time we were hanging out in South Beach, you couldn't even have dinner. They were all around you. Do you find that?
I know. I was, yes, I do. It happened to me every day. Throw that bridal shower and it happens. My friend is like, oh, she's not here to do that. She's going to do a shower. I said, at the end, I'll take pictures.
Yeah,
I'm taking pictures.
The fans, they do love you because, you know, there's a lot of celebrities out there. For instance, I ran into one last night, you know, and I knew her personally, so we had a nice rapport. But with other people, like, she was not taking pictures. And you are known to love your fans as much as they love you. Was that always part of who you were?
Yes, you know, being in a bar business, being a bartender, my whole life, you have that personality.
Yeah.
You're a people's person, you know?
Now, do you think you'll be opening up a bar again anytime soon, maybe?
Oh, I don't know about that. Right now, I'm just guest bartending every now and then. In Brooklyn, at my friend's bar, and it does very well. I put it on Instagram, and they come to see me.
You see? Now, charity-wise, do you get involved with charities?
Yeah, anything I could do to help, I do.
You do. No, you know, I mean, we see that. You know, we see you on Instagram. We see you on Facebook, more on Instagram. And you're out in the community. You're doing your thing. And people love you genuinely. They love you, whether gay or straight. I know the gay community is big. They're like your number one fans, would you say?
Oh, I know. Yes, they are. And they're my number one fans, too.
Yeah.
I love the gay.
The whole community.
They are fun. There's nothing like partying with the gay community. Thank you very much.
Isn't that the truth? Now
they spend the money and they have fun.
And they have fun. You know, we just have a tweet here from someone out there in Twitterland, and they want to know if the Ange that they know in the past seasons is going to be the crazy Ange on this final season.
Oh, I'm not that crazy on it, no. Because I was a lot with the doctors this season.
Yeah.
And nobody broke my balls.
Well, that helps.
Exactly.
That helps. Now, on this show... Now, on this show now with the final season, you just said that, you know, you spend time with the doctors. Is that really documented on this season?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And how did it feel to have the cameras in such a private aspect of your life?
You know, it is reality TV. You know, everything that happens, the last week, it's all real. So there it is.
And there it is.
It's real, and there it is. Bring it. This is what real life's about. You
now,
never
how,
know what happened.
How did you find out about your cancer? And how are there ways that people can, you know, detect for themselves, maybe?
I just thought that I had strep throat. I was having a bit of a problem swallowing. So I called them for a prescription for like an antibiotic. Mm-hmm. And then like 2 weeks, and still nothing happening. I was like, I don't think this is strep throat. I can't swallow. I can't breathe. I think I'm going to die of suffocation. I kept saying. I said, let me go to Columbia Presbyterian to my throat specialist. And I went, and as soon as he looked at my throat, he said, you have a tumor. You have throat cancer. I'm like, what? So when you hear that word cancer, like your knees get weak. By the way, you think, oh, I'm going to die. I got cancer. Mm. But that wasn't the case. I had all the surgeries and everything went smooth.
Yeah.
So, it was a long recovery.
Now, what do you tell people who are listening tonight who they were diagnosed with cancer? What hope do you give them?
Always have positive energy. I don't care if you feel a bit. Always think everything's going to be fine. Never think negative. I'm always positive. I don't care what they say.
Yeah. And that helped you through.
Of course. I'm going to sit and be depressed and lay around. I still do my thing. I go out every day, take care of my grandchildren. I'm always smiling. And I just make it like another part of my day.
Another part of your day. You know, we have another tweet here from someone who says that they're also going through throat cancer, and they just want to know that they pray for you every time they think of themselves, they think of you. So how does it feel to know that people out there, when they think of their lives, you're a part of their life?
I know. It feels really good.
Yeah.
It makes me feel nice. And it makes me stronger through this. And it makes you stronger.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have that community that's rooting for you. People, you know, again, when people send you the love, you feel it, right, Ange?
You can't imagine how many saints and rosaries and this and that I've given.
Now, growing up, did you ever think you were going to be on a reality show?
No. Didn't even think it 5 years ago.
No, didn't now, right? And then...
Never.
When
do you,
we have a tweet here. Someone wants to know if you remember the first time the show aired. How did you feel?
When I was on it or the first season?
When you were on it.
I was like, oh my God, I don't look too good. Oh my God, I've been tech cat. Oh, I've been through this, I've been through that because, you know, see stuff on TV. I was like, oh, maybe I got to lose some weight.
Well, they loved
it. I better start changing up the look. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And that's felt weird washing myself.
Now, how did your family feel watching you on the big screen, so to say, on the TV
screen? Oh, they're the biggest fans I have.
They are?
They sure are, trust me.
Now, I have a tweet here. Someone wants to know, did you finish your house, and are you still living in it?
Oh, yeah, I finished it. All four floors.
All four floors. Which was the easiest
floor? My master bedroom is on the fourth floor. It's like torture to get up here. Tell me to get up here. I can't even walk.
You're ready to go.
Exactly. The easiest floor was the kitchen floor, second floor.
Now, do you love to cook too, Big Ange?
Yes, I'm a big cook.
You are. What's your favorite meal?
Of course, I'm Italian.
What's your favorite meal?
Sunday sauce.
Now, I have a question, though. For me, you should do a cookbook. Why don't you have a cookbook out there yet?
I know I should.
Right?
I wanted to do it, and then I got caught up getting sick. And then I had five grandchildren in 2 years, and I just never had the right moment.
Well, we hope that the moment comes, because I would love to have a cookbook from you. It's like having you in the kitchen all the time.
Oh, I'm the best cook, and I make the best food.
You do.
I'm just laying here thinking what I'm going to make for tomorrow.
Now, are you going to be in Florida anytime soon?
I'm coming down April for the whole 6 weeks.
Then will you cook me a dinner?
Definitely. I live in Pompano, you know.
I know. So we're going to have you. I'm going to have to come over for dinner with Big Ange, and then we're going to have to tell everyone about. Listen, I'm like your biggest fan, so I definitely want to see a cookbook from you. If there's any way that I could help you, let me know, because I have some great people, a great team, and I would.
You know, I started right, and I got like 100 recipes in it already.
Like, you're good to go. Like, that's all you. I think, you know what? We're going to talk after the show.
It's in a I wrote it down in a marble book.
Uh-huh.
So I do have it. I wrote it down in the marble book.
So we're going to have to we're going to talk after the show. We'll talk tomorrow, and we'll definitely figure out how we can move this forward. Because I got to see this book.
I'll bring it with me in April and show it to you.
Perfect. Well, I'm so excited to see you coming up in April. And I'm even more excited to see you this Wednesday night on VH1 Mob Wives. Check your local listings for times. And before I let you go, Ange, is there anything you want to tell the listeners tonight just to keep them motivated every day?
I want to tell everybody I really appreciate you being my fans. I love you so much. If you are you fans, this could have never happened to me. Keep watching. Hopefully another station will pick it up.
Indeed. And before I let you go, what's something that you live by, like a quote that inspires you to get through the day?
I say it's all about the family and the food.
It's all about the family and the food. And it's all about you, Big Ange. I'm so grateful to have you here tonight. I'll pray for you tonight just so that you have continued strength so that you could be here with us and just enjoy life and be with your family, because we need some Big Ange in our life every day.
All right. Thank you, Max.
It's my pleasure. Love you much. And I'm going to talk to you and see you in April.
Okay, bye.
Have a blessed night. Bye.
Bye, everybody. LA Talk Radio,
this is Max and Friends. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Sushi. We got to wind this show up. I was going to play a song for you all, but we just don't have time. Big Ange, I love you so much. Thanks for spending some time with us here on Max and Friends. It's been long overdue. We were supposed to have you here a while ago, but like I always say, right now is exactly where we're supposed to be at this exact moment. Is exactly where we're supposed to be. Hey, you all, you are here not to shrink down to less, but to blossom into more of who you really are. So who really are you? Find out by looking in the mirror and telling yourself first, I love you. And I promise you, be still, meditate, pray, whatever, and in this silence, you will hear exactly who you are and what you're supposed to do. Your life is big, so keep reaching. Reach to the max is what I have to say. But we're going to just, like, wind this show out. I love you all for listening. I really do. Be kind to one another, like Ellen says. Really be kind to one another. Because all we really want from one another is love. And, you know, we felt that love with Ange, and she feels that love with you all. Every time you pray for her, you send her something, she feels the love. So continue to do that for Big Ange, and just for humanity, for someone that you love in your life. Spend some time with them. Pick up the phone tomorrow. All right, I dare you all, Max Dare, I dare you all tomorrow to pick up the phone and call someone that you haven't spoken to in a long time. Whatever it was, for indifferences, for better or worse, for life, for letting it just slip by and you forgot. Pick up the phone and call someone and let me know how it happened. Hashtag Max Dare, hashtag Max and Friends, and tweet me at Max Tucci. Speaking of for better or for worse, y'all know that I'm like ordained now and I could wed you in the state of Florida. So I wanted to. I would love to be the person who officiates your wedding. So hit me up at Max Tucci. Let me know. I love you all for listening. Stay tuned to Max and Friends every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. And tune in to all the other great shows. Ronnie, thanks so much for helping tonight's show. Nikki Haskell, love you for being here. Hunter Cross, your voice is so good on the radio. For all who tuned in, thank you again. Take life to the max this week, and remember to love one another. Just love one another. That's all I really have to say. And of course, take life to the max. Until next time, good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.